The fact that he started off as a corner, does that give him anything extra?
Oh, well, he's got some, obviously, corner history, corner background from a coverage standpoint, so that's, you know, always a plus. And he can communicate with the corners from their point of view, obviously, because he's been out there and done that, played that position. So, you know, when he says something to those guys, they know it's coming from a place of, you know, not just a guy just throwing or slapping it out there, but, you know, someone who's played the position and understands what they're going through and the matchups they have and, you know the problems that they may incur on any given play. You know, it's coming from a place where, yeah, he's actually been through it.
It's funny, you know, when Patrick Chung was signed, I think a lot of people from the outside was like, oh, he's a special teams guy, maybe a backup, and he's come in here. I think he's played really well, and against Denver, that was pretty evident. Just what have you seen from him, you know, since he's been here and been in the building and kind of been back with the team?
Really, it's the same that it was when he was here a couple years ago. I mean, he's always been a hard worker. He's always, you know, put the team first and, you know, done a lot of good things for us. I think it's just, you know, I agree with you. He's played well. He's come in here and he's, you know, worked at his craft like all the other guys every day. And you know, every year is different. You know, it's just he's matured. He's playing well. He's matured. You know, a lot of things that I think he just sees the game differently now. You know, that comes with time. Every player's, is different. And he's playing well, no question.
Is there an improvement with him in terms of his pass defense? I think his run D has probably been pretty strong, but, you know, in Denver, I mean, he had some nice pass breakups, whether it was against Welker, Tammy there in the fourth.
You know, it's definitely something he's worked at. And really, you know, the credit goes to him because it's something he's out there every day. He's putting the work in, and you know, he's seeing the fruits of that. Of that work, you know, come to fruition, you know, in the game. But, you know, it's obviously we're trying to improve every day. He's trying to improve every day, and that's, you know, it's a testament to his work, really. It's daily work, and it's not just Pat, but it's Tavon, it's Nate, it's Devin, it's, you know, Daron Harmon. I mean, you know, to Browner, to Revis, to really all the guys. Vince, you know, Mayo, you know, they kind of lead the way as far as, you know, how we need to work every day and, you know, how that work, you know, it may not be game one, game two, but, you know, maybe it's game nine. Yeah. Maybe it's last week. Maybe it's next week. Maybe it's game 15. Who knows? But, you know, you put the work in, you know, it'll pay off.
From the outside, it looks like you guys have a lot of defensive backs who can do a lot of different things. They have some versatility, not just Devin having the quarterback safety history, but some other guys who can do some different stuff. How important is that versatility when you can put a guy into a different role? And it's not just for injury reasons, but for personnel reasons. You can move around the field a little bit. How important is that?
It's definitely important, but it's something we ask all our players. You know, no one, you know, aside from, you know, even Brady, we're asking, you know, if you got to go in there and hold, you know, extra point. And so, you know, we ask our guys to do a lot. So versatility is kind of part of not just our team, but really every team.
It is, and
it's a good thing. You know, and I think we have guys who work at being versatile. It's something that they know they have to. Because they're out there. They understand that one injury away from you playing a different position. So that versatility is good. I think we have guys who you know, they understand that and they take it. You know, they take it seriously. That hey, let me, if I'm good at one, you know, two or three different things, you know, it'll just add value to the team. They understand that and they take it seriously and they work at it. They work at being versatile. And as coaches, you know, it's good to sit there and say, well, you know, this player can do this, this, and this. So, you know, that kind of helps us as far as, you know, game planning and, you know, trying to do different things.
Both Devin and Darrell talked this year about the importance of defending the deep ball. And I sense an added emphasis on it. When you look at the numbers, and I know years to year, it's different every year, but this year you guys have had really good numbers, particularly in the 40 yards or more. You guys get the first one this past week.
Unfortunately, yeah. Yes.
But it's always a point of emphasis, I imagine. But what has it been about this group this year that's allowed you guys to maybe stick statistically at least, have better numbers when it comes to defending the D-ball as opposed to years past?
Well, it's a point of emphasis for really every team in the league. For us, you know, we've got, you know, guys who have definitely worked at it. You know, something we talk about every day. They work at it every day. And every year is different. You know, I don't know. I can't say we've been tested a lot in that area. I think those guys are ready for it. They're you know, they're talking about it. You know, and when those situations come up, you know, it's something we talk about. Okay, when are they you know, taking shots? They know when they're, you know, a team just, you know, historically has done that, and you know, they're doing a good job of defending it. Unfortunately, we gave one up this past week, so it's not like people aren't testing us. But again, it's still early. You know, every week's different. We're going to be playing against some of, you know, top players in the league, and I'm sure we'll get tested. And hopefully, we continue to you know, play the deep ball as well.